This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
It's wonderful to connect with Zanti Swanepoel. After chatting with Yanni Pitter on Monday and the news, he's got two kids, both getting married in the space of just a month and a bit apart. It looks like he's going to be ending January of next year with some empty nest. I know there's another wedding that's busy loading. Zanti, goeiemôre. This is exciting times, ne?
Goeiemôre, Brad, en môre luisteraar. Weet jy wat dit is? Dit is verseker. Ons derde dogter trou daar in die mooie tuinroete in Plet op die 13de Desember, so hulle land van Nederland af hierdie Vrydag. En glo dit of nie, ek het geen idee hoe ek met die G20, of sal ek sê G16, by die liggawe gaan uitkom nie, maar julle kan vir my bid of.
Sjoe, but it's exciting. Ons is so opgewonde vir jou, Zanti. Skies, ek het nou hier ingespring met iets niets en ek weet jy het iets anders wat jy wil deel, maar ek dog ek sê dit maar net. Ons is baie opgewonde vir jou.
Ag, baie, baie dankie. Ja, dis 'n groot seën. Mens bid vir jou kinders van kleins af vir 'n lewend maat en as die Here dan so getrou is, dan kan 'n mens net op jou knieë gaan en sê dankie. So dit is 'n opwindende tyd. Maar ek wil vanoggend oor iets praat wat ek dink Ek dink, ek weet, baie keer so baie van ons roof. En dit is ons eie gedagtes, or our mind. Jy sien, die Here sê, of ek het een keer 'n quote gelees, en dit is so waar, en my so diep getref, en die Here het dit net hierdie week net weer so op my hart kom lê. Wat hy vir ons gedoen het, en wat ons toelaat, die vyand, om ons mee te boelie. Maar hy sê, the sky is not the limit. The mind is. Dit is nie waar nie, nee. The sky is not the limit, the mind is. En soms kan ek onthou, ek het baie jare het ek in die gevangenisse bedien en my tyd wat ek in die gevangenis spandeer het, het ek besef dat mens kan in die gevangenis sit en nog steeds vry wees as die Here jou kom vry maak. Maar baie van ons is vry in ons liggaam buitekant, maar ons is eintlik gevangenes in ons gedagtes of in ons koppe. En ek wil vandag daaroor kom praat, want ek weet regtig die Here wil jou kom vrymaak. Want hy sê in 2 Korintiërs 3 vers 17, Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. John 8 verses 36 says, If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed.
Amen.
Galatians 5 verses 1 says, It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Ephesians 3 verses 12 says, In him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. En my vraag vir jou vanoggend is, hoe vry is jy? If you really have to think about it, how free are you? Are you free of regret? Are you free of fear? Are you free of knowing that God is your provider and your sustainer? Jy sien, dit het my nogal ge-challenge self. Dat as die Here vir dit kom sterf het, hoekom laat ek toe dat die vyand my weer in 'n gevangenissel kom sit? Because you see, the way in is never the way out. En ek wil vanoggend met jou 'n storie kom deel oor wat hierdie vryheid regtig is. En nou wil ek jou challenge om by die voete van die Here te gaan sit, sodat die dinge wat jou weer in daai tronksel toe gaan sluit het, dat jy vandag kies, want jy het die sleutel in jou hand. Dit is eintlik hierdie oksimoron om te dink dat ek en jy soms toegesluit sit in 'n sel, metafories, in 'n gevangenis, maar ons sit met die sleutel in ons hand. Ons kan enige tyd daai deur oopsluit en uitstap. Maar ons kies soms om leuns te glo en dan bly ons daar binne. En soms vir die res van ons lewe. Yassine, she was only 16 years old when Nazi soldiers knocked on her family's door. Her name was Edith Eva Eger. She lived in Hungary and she loved to dance. She dreamed of becoming a ballerina or getting married, of a beautiful, normal life. But that dream shattered in an instant. She was deported with her family to Auschwitz. When they arrived, her mother whispered to her for the last time ever. She said, and I take her words, "Remember, no one can ever take away what you have in your mind." A few minutes later, her mother was sent to the gas chambers. Edith survived only because Dr. Joseph Mengele, the angel of death, forced her to dance with him. He gave her a piece of bread as a reward. She shared it with the other prisoners. That small act of kindness in a place built to destroy humanity saved her life. She survived death marches, hunger, and abuse. When she was liberated, she weighed barely 30 kilos. She had lost everything except her will to live. Years later, she immigrated to the United States. She married, had children, and studied psychology. For years, she never spoke of what she had to endure. Until one day, she realized that unspoken pain is a prison. Ek wil dit vir jou sê vir oggend, luisteraar. Unspoken pain is a prison. So she decided to tell her story, transforming her suffering into healing for others. Miskien is daar in jou story healing for others. She wrote an extraordinary book. It's called The Choice. Not a story of victimhood, but of freedom. She used to say, "Forgiveness does not excuse what happened. It's not about changing the past, but it is about freeing the future." Today, her words are taught in universities and therapy centers all over the world. Edith Eger showed that the body can be imprisoned, but the mind cannot. That even in earthly hell, one can choose to remain human. And that forgiveness, true forgiveness, doesn't absolve those who do harm, but it liberates those who refuse to remain their captives. Ek wil vandag vir jou vra, die feit dat jy iemand nie vergewe het nie, beteken dalk that you choose to remain that person's captive. In my heart is that you will use the key that you have in your hand. That key is called forgiveness. It is called that somebody cannot keep you in that prison for life. You have a choice. God sent his son to die on a cross for that. Not saying that it was right. Not being able to change the past. But you are able to set your future free. Use that key. Open that door. Leave that prison cell. Because if not, you choose to remain the captive of what happened to you. May that bless you today in Jesus' name. Amen.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.